Breakfast on BBC Commentary in Warwickshire. A three-year-long investigation into the UK's nuclear deterrent says the government should have one and it should renew Trident. As we heard an hour ago, we haven't got any other alternatives, so we haven't got much choice, really. Let's talk to Trevor McCriskin, who's from the University of Warwick, an expert in nuclear disarmament and proliferation. Morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Shane.
There is no alternative to Trident, so there isn't a question of whether we have Trident or something else, should we, really? There is nothing else on offer.
Well, I suppose the alternative is not to have a nuclear deterrence at all for the UK. You know, I think there are big question marks. In fact, in the report, the commissioners have raised questions about what likely threats Britain will face in the future where we would actually need to either threaten or use nuclear weapons.
Isn't that the $64,000 question, though? I talked to one of the authors of the report earlier who was saying, yeah, we know what the threats are now, but what are they going to be in 10 years' time? And if you'd have said 10 years ago, what's the world going to look like, you'd have been a brave man to predict it correctly, wouldn't you, I guess?
Very true, but, you know, at what stage would any leader of Britain decide to independently use a nuclear weapon against, what, another state, against an organisation that's threatening us? It just seems that you can come up with all kinds of likely scenarios, but how credible those threats are, I think, is a big question mark.
Is it about that, or is it about having it as a deterrent? I mean, that's the counter-argument to that,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, but the argument is, obviously, yes, it's a deterrent, but what exactly is it deterring? You know, what is an independent British deterrent doing that, say, the American umbrella of nuclear weapons wouldn't be doing? But I think the bigger question really is that, there's growing agreement in the world that we live in a much more dangerous and unstable world if nuclear weapons exist. Mm. And we're trying to convince countries that don't have nuclear weapons not to acquire them. Mm. And it just seems rather hypocritical of a country who's, you know, telling countries like Iran, don't get nuclear weapons, we don't want other countries to have nuclear weapons, proliferation is dangerous.
Yeah.
To then go ahead and renew our own weapons.
Would you sleep at night if Iran had nuclear capability and we didn't?
That's a difficult question to answer, but I'd sleep better at night if nobody had nuclear weapons.
All right, but given that's not on the table, you know, if they had it and we didn't...
No, I think that illustrates the point, doesn't it? I think it is on the table. I think that's really the crux of this.
All right, what if they pretend it's on the table and then you find out that it isn't actually on the table and you've got rid of yours and they've got theirs? How well would you sleep then?
Well, that's why with any kind of disarmament agreement that comes into place, there has to be very, very detailed verification to ensure that the countries that say, you know, they're giving up their nuclear weapons really do that, you know, and that the materials that they need and the technology that they need is controlled. No one's saying this would be easy, and no one's saying it would not take a long time to achieve to the level of sort of trust and confidence that we would need. But I just don't think that Britain going down this route of renewing our nuclear systems, you know, is the right way to go about trying to bring about a world without nuclear weapons, which is what the government says ultimately it wants to have.
Thanks, Trevor. Dr. Trevor McCriskin from the University of Warwick, an expert in nuclear disarmament and proliferation.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Travel.
Sarah